Brick Lane by Monica Ali, read by Elizabeth Sastra. Mymensingh District, East Pakistan, 1967. An hour and 45 minutes before Nasneen's life began as it would proceed for quite some time, that is to say, uncertainly, her mother, Rupban, felt an iron fist squeeze her belly. Rupban squatted on a low three-legged stool outside the kitchen hut. She was plucking a chicken because Hamid's cousin had arrived from Jessore, and there would be a feast.
Cheepy, cheepy, you are old and stringy, she said,
calling the bird by name as she always did.
But I would like to eat you, indigestion or no indigestion, and tomorrow I will have only boiled rice, no parathas.
She pulled some more feathers and watched them float around her toes.
Ah, she said. Ah, ah.
Things occurred to her. For 7 months she'd been ripening, like a mango on a tree. Only 7 months. She put aside those things that had occurred to her. For a while, an hour and a half, though she did not know it, until the men came in from the fields trailing dust and slapping their stomachs, Rupban clutched Cheepy Cheepy's limp and bony neck and said only,
"Coming, coming,"
to all inquiries about the bird. The shadows of the children playing marbles and thumping each other grew long and spiky. The scent of fried cumin and cardamom drifted over the compound. The goats bleated high and thin. Rupban screamed white heat, red blood. Hamid ran from the latrine, although his business was unfinished. He ran across the vegetable plot, past the towers of rice stalk taller than the tallest building, over the dirt track that bounded the village.